Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. This just in, Joe Biden tweets out that he has solved the problems with the supply chain disruptions, or more specifically, with the ports off the coast of Los Angeles and California, and all these ships that are out there that were waiting and kind of queued up, just sitting there wanting to come into port, wanting to deliver the goods they had on board, but really nowhere to go. So we've been talking about all of these capacity issues that they've had. A lot of it's due to the labor shortages that were created, of course, by the government and the central planners themselves in response to the Cerveza sickness. But he's basically taking a victory lap. And as you would imagine, the problem has actually gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better. What they've done is just changed the way they do the accounting, or they've just kind of moved the goalposts, if you will. And one of the main reasons I want to go over this story is to not only let you guys know what's happening in the world, but also for those of you who still have faith in the government and central planners and kind of global elite when it comes to things like mandates, I think you need to look around at the other things they are doing. And if they are lying to you about the supply chain shortages or disruptions, if they're lying to you about economics, if they're lying to you about inflation, then why on earth would you think they're being honest with you in regards to the medicines or the mandates or masks or lockdowns or any of the above? The answer is that thought is, or those thoughts, plural, are completely inconsistent with one another. And you need to start being more skeptical when it comes to what the central planners, the people in charge of the institutions, and these politicians are trying to get you to believe. So let's get into the article. Actually, first, let's go over Biden's tweet. So this is from December 1st. So I guess this is today at 2:15. I would imagine that's Eastern time. And we've got my port action plan. And what is his action plan? That was him just going out there and saying, hey, you know what? If you're a ship and if you're 40 miles off the coast of California, then we're going to slap a big, massive fine on you. So that's his quote-unquote action plan. Is already easing bottlenecks for goods that arrive from overseas. Over the last month, the number of containers left sitting on docks for over 8 days is down by over 40%. So if you're the typical CNN viewer, you're looking at that and saying, all right, great job, Joe Biden. Man, thank goodness I voted for you. And thank goodness I'm listening to you about these mandates that you're forcing upon people and you're just jamming down their throat and making it mandatory that they inject a foreign substance into your body. That's great news. And I'm so glad I support you in everything that you do, because obviously you're not only telling the truth, but you're a very, very effective administrator and leader. Unfortunately, though, when you dig just slightly beneath the surface, you see that this is an outright lie. There is no way that you, if you knew the truth here, that you could argue that this is anything but disingenuous. And that's putting it lightly. But see, then I haven't gone through the comments here. But see, even this guy's confused. You're taking credit for logistical companies doing their job now. And I would agree it's good to push back, but he hasn't actually read what's going on. Let's see. Okay, I don't want to go into this. I thought we'd get some comments here. I mean, it's got 5,484 likes. So this just kind of tells you that the sheeple, for lack of a better word, the typical CNN viewer, is buying this hook, line, and sinker. So let's go into the reality. Here is an article from freightwaves.com. And I'm guessing by the URL address that they're not some alt-right publication, that they're a publication that's specific to the freight industry. So they don't really have an axe to grind. And the title is Ships in California Logjam Now Stuck Off Mexico, Taiwan, and Japan. You can see where this is going, I'm sure. So first off, the decline in ships waiting just offshore of Los Angeles, Long Beach, continues to be touted as a sign that port congestion is easing, despite the fact that the true number of waiting ships has not actually declined. And this is as of December 1st. Since, and this is this Gene Soroka, and he is the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, and he is there standing alongside Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. So right there, basically next to someone in the Biden administration. And they say, since we instituted a penalty for long aging containers, the number of ships at anchor has decreased by more than 40% over the 4-week period. We have not collected a nickel of that penalty yet. Yes, because we're just such good Samaritans. We put it out there to motivate people, and it has done just that. So let's just think through the audacity and the arrogance of this claim. So the administration is implying that all of these shippers out there were just too lazy to bring their goods into port. Like, they're out there just playing cards, drinking whiskey, just watching Oprah or whatever they do out there in the ocean, and that they're not motivated by profit. They're like, oh, who cares? I can make more money next year. This really doesn't matter. Why would I bring these goods into port when I can just float around out here in the ocean and sit here and laugh as the supply shortages are being seen in the grocery stores or Walmarts or Targets all across the United States. I'm just going to sit out here and laugh just to piss off the Biden administration and the American consumer, even though if I brought my goods into port, I could get right back to Japan or China and pick up another load and make more money. So that's the story that's basically being told by the administration and the central planners. And then what happens is Biden comes in on his, red cape and says, you greedy, you stupid, you dumb rubes, you shipping container operators, or you ship operators, we're really sick and tired of you being so lazy. And we're really sick and tired of you creating all these supply chain disruptions and you not supplying the goods to the Target, the Home Depot, and the Walmart for the average American consumer. And we've had enough of this. And therefore, we're going to put this penalty on you, and we're going to show you that you need to get off your tail and bring these goods into port, or else we're going to fine you. And that's going to motivate you to do your job, as if profit won't. You see, that's the spin that they're putting. That's what they want you to believe. And you know, if you really zoom out a little, this makes a lot of sense, because you'll notice the central planners and the mainstream media and the global elite always talk to you as if you have the critical thinking of a 10-year-old. They talk to you as though you're stupid. And I think this tells us everything we need to know about their overall worldview. And this is why they're central planners. Because at their core, they believe that they are the enlightened few. They are intellectually superior to all of you dumb rubes in society. And therefore, they need to control everything. They need to take away your freedom, your liberty. They need to have the power and the authority for your own good. You see, if that was your worldview, how would you talk to the people in society? You'd talk to them the same way. You'd talk to them as if they were stupid. You would talk to them as if they had no critical thinking skills whatsoever. And that's exactly what they do. So it's just beyond me that people support these individuals that are playing them for fools. And again, I need to get off this point here, but I want to make sure I illustrate the fact that if you are Marty Walsh and saying this, you know damn well you're lying. You know that. So let me just ask this question in a very straightforward fashion. We've got 174 people on the live stream right now. How many of you would be willing to go out there daily and tell blatant lies to the American public via the mainstream media? How many of you would be willing to do that for whatever it is, whatever Marty's making, 100 grand a year? I would say very few of you. Why? Because you have a moral compass, because you have ethics, you have principles. And this is my point to the average CNN viewer, is the fact that these people come out here and blatantly lie to you proves they have no morals, they have no ethics, they have no principles, and therefore you shouldn't trust them at all. Not only when it comes to the economy, but also even more so when it comes to your health and these mandates. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. We'll continue here. The number of shipping containers at anchor or loitering within 40 miles of the port has indeed diminished. The reason? Since mid-November, a new queuing system has encouraged ships to wait outside of a specifically designed safety and air quality area that extends 150 miles to the west of the ports and 50 miles to the north and south. The overall queue, including container ships both inside and outside the SAQA, has not diminished. It reached a new milestone, in fact, on Tuesday. For the first time, there were more container ships waiting outside the SAQA than inside the port's 40-mile zone. So just to put into a visual what they're saying here, these are the overall container ships waiting for berths in Los Angeles and Long Beach ports. And you can see we've gone from the lower left all the way to the upper right. Now, Biden and the administration and the people that lack principles and ethics, let's just call them the criminals. Let's just call a spade here. They would just look at this blue shaded area and say, there, look at that. Look at, we've solved the problem. Vote for us. Pat on the back to the administration. We told you that all we had to do is get tough with those ship operators, and they're going to do what we tell them to do because we know better than the free market. The free market capitalism cannot work without Joe Biden coming in and curing everything and solving all the problems. But see, then what they don't tell you, and it's an error of omission, it's basically a lie of omission, is the red line, which is the total amount, is higher than it ever has been. So this blue line is just the counted as waiting offshore under the old queuing system, but counted as waiting offshore under the new queuing system, which is the total, is here in the red shaded area. So it's the opposite of what Joe Biden is saying. Let's go back to his tweet that his port action plan is not doing anything to solve the bottlenecks. In fact, the bottlenecks are worse than they ever have been. That's the truth. That's the reality. So then, understanding that's the reality, let's look at it through the lens, or let's look at this tweet through the lens of understanding what's truly happening. The conclusion you have to come to is this is an outright lie. And he knows that. And therefore, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. If he's willing to lie to you about something like this, He's willing to lie to you about everything. And you have to assume that every word that comes out of their mouth is propaganda and is just trying to brainwash you to buying into this narrative. And therefore, you can't trust anything that not only they say, but anything they want you to do. You can't trust the data. You can't trust their numbers. So where are these ships? Instead of being in this 40-mile zone, well, now they've are well, actually cool. Here's a, it looks like there's all these ships here. I'm assuming these are in green. Oh, I see. So this is what it was before. You can see, and then this is what it is now. So basically all these ships that were around Los Angeles, now they just got outside of that 40-mile zone. So good job, Joe Biden, because let's remember how much diesel these ships actually use. And if you don't know, they use an epic amount of diesel. So this green president that's trying to champion all of these EVs and save the environment and focus on the biggest threat to humanity that we've ever seen, which in their eyes is climate change, all of his policies around solving these bottlenecks that we have in the supply chains is creating who knows how much more carbon emissions from burning extra amount of diesel. And oh, by the way, I want to tell you that if these ships are burning more diesel, that means they have an additional cost. All right. If they have an additional cost, then who is going to pay that cost at the end of the day? It's going to be the consumer. It's going to be you, the average Joe and Jane watching this video right now. So congratulations, Joe Biden. Not only has he come out and proven how immoral, unethical, and how much of a liar he is, he's also done more to destroy the environment, to produce more carbon emissions, and at the same price, he's exacerbated the price of stuff that you buy on a daily basis. You just can't make this stuff up, can you? I mean, it gets to the point where if you were to say, George, we want you to destroy the economy in as an efficient manner as possible while destroying the environment, what would you do? And I couldn't think of anything that would do that more efficiently than what the administration and the central planners are doing right now. Well, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, guys, or try to. Make sure that you're always standing up for freedom, for liberty, free market capitalism, and truth, free speech. We'll see you on the next video.